Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Big 12 o'clock hour here as we'll get into 3 and overs, 0-3. 10 toes down, get your questions in. Sports, life, something we have unequivocally have answers for you. Plus closing arguments to send you on your way. But this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. And I wanted to ask this question that we seem to continue to ask, but I would like... I think I'm going to keep asking this question until we all believe it. Have you seen enough from Justin Herbert? As Jim Harbaugh was on some show that used to be on in this time slot, and Harbaugh said, there's my own personal ranking, and it's my right to have my own personal ranking, so I'm going to preface this with that. It's not anybody else's but mine. But I've always considered myself the toughest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Being around Justin Herbert, I have moved to number 2 in the rankings. Justin Herbert is the toughest quarterback in the history of the National Football League.
I don't know about that.
Look, I'm not asking is he right or wrong. And I mean, you're going to stick behind your guy.
Also, but I do believe Harbaugh was tough as nails.
But I understand that Harbaugh is going to stick up for his guy. Well, he always does.
Harbaugh he also loves hyperbole.
I know he does.
He also said J.J. McCarthy was the best quarterback he'd ever seen.
I know this until he got to Justin Herbert.
Uh-huh.
I am, as crazy as Harbaugh is, I'm starting to lean his way as well. I know we're only 3 weeks in the season.
Not
I know
only that,
we're at week 4.
If Justin Herbert's going to go out there and play a game on a shredded knee, okay, we can talk. If he's going to go out there and play with one hand, if he's going to go out there and play with like 18 Toradol injections, great.
Hey, I am not saying I'm with Harbaugh that he's the toughest, but...
If you're asking me the toughest quarterback of the modern era, it's not Harbaugh, it's Favre.
After that Saints loss in Minnesota...
I mean, go down the
Rivers once played in an AFC championship with a torn ACL.
Favre was addicted to painkillers because of how beat up he was.
That's true.
Like, that dude got in an era where you got jacked
hit.
Up. Yes. There was a show called Jacked Up.
Steve Young took a lot of punishment.
Yeah, like, that era of dudes got destroyed.
But that's not what I'm saying. I don't think Herbert's one of those guys because I haven't really seen him get destroyed a lot.
This is not a criticism of Herbert. I've never seen her. When I think of Herbert, do I think of him being tough? Sure. But do I think of him as being like the toughest or near the toughest in the league? No. I look at Josh Allen, a guy who throws his body on the line all the time and has a freaking face shield on because his nose got busted open. It's just like consistently doing stupid stuff and putting himself in positions where he could get hit and get hurt. Herbert runs occasionally, puts his shoulder down. Josh Allen looks to deliver punishment. You know what I mean?
And I think Justin only runs when he's sealing the game.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, these aren't criticisms of him.
Right.
But I think Harbaugh, I think he said something along the lines that he could be the best quarterback in the league. I think he said that last year. He said something along those lines. That I think is an open conversation. But
And I think that's what I'm getting at. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's the toughest quarterback in the NFL, not even currently.
Toughness is not something I question with him, but it's not like the first 7 traits right. I get to when I'm talking about him.
But I think what we're getting at is, and this is what Harbaugh is getting at, he's just, as this texter points out, 2 weeks ago, he said Derwin James was the best safety of all time. What point do we believe he's just clouding his guys? I 100% believe he's just clouding his guys. But if you are, but now we're starting to add little things to Justin's game that are going to start ticking boxes to put him in MVP conversations, to put him in the same tier as Joe and Mahomes and Josh and Lamar, that doesn't become Justin as well. And I think that's what Harbaugh is getting to, is that how many more boxes does Herbert need to check? Right now, we're looking at a playoff win, and that might be it.
I mean, yeah.
That might be it.
That's what defines Christian.
I don't need you to win an MVP for me to tell you you're a top five quarterback. I don't. I don't need you to win an MVP in any sport for me to tell you you're a top five player in baseball. Top five hitter in Major League Baseball is Jose Ramirez. He is not winning an MVP. So I don't need that. But Herbert's starting to check boxes here and there and get to a point where outside of playoff wins, which last time I checked, Lamar's not very good at, those are the questions we're going to have to start asking. And that's when things really change for him. And we're year two of Harbaugh, and everything always changes. You talk about year two of Jed Fish, I'm talking year two of Harbaugh. Things really dramatically change.
Yeah. No, I think you're seeing, and this was what has been so shocking to me about the Chargers this year, is that we expected Harbaugh ball. We expected Michigan ball.
I think Harbaugh expected Harbaugh ball too, until he was like, whoa, why is the tape not showing me what this quarterback can do? Huh. Okay. That means if I'm not looking at the tape to see what this quarterback can do, is anybody else looking at the tape to see what this quarterback can do? That could be a pivot of the season.
This is a stray shot for J.J. McCarthy here.
It is.
No. It's in the sense of, you know, I've said this about, if you have a, it doesn't matter where you are, college or the NFL, if you've got a great quarterback, you're going to let him do great quarterback things.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think Harbaugh knew he had a great I think he knew he had a really, really good.
But even then, say if you want to, you can say really, really good. At Michigan, they're like, well, no, they just, that's Michigan ball. It's black and blue, and we run the ball.
I love guys who like football.
But it's like, no.
I do too, Jim.
No, if J.J. McCarthy was really good, you would have let him throw the ball more than 13 times a game.
Guys that like football, they like me back.
Harbaugh looks at his offensive line, even with Rashawn Slater out, and goes, you know what? We still got a pretty good offensive line. Quentin Johnson has figured out that he actually can play football. Keenan Allen has had a nice rebirth. Ladd McConkey, he's a guy who loves football. You know what we should do? We should let Justin Herbert throw the ball. Oh, so our running back doesn't tear his Achilles. Now you really got to lean on him.
Yeah.
So somebody texted in that Justin Herbert played with a fractured ankle and all these other things. Justin Herbert never played with a fractured ankle. He sprained his ankle.
Ribs?
He did have the rib damage. And that's, again, I'm not questioning Justin Herbert's toughness, but this isn't a guy that's out there shooting Toradol week after week after week.
Well, also, the rules have changed from Favre and Steve Young.
But you know what I mean. Like, again, I'm not questioning Herbert's toughness, but I don't look at him and go, that's a dude that is going to die on a football field. You know what I mean? Like, those guys are so few and far between.
I think what I'm starting to say is I'm starting to see that.
I think he's a guy that is a winner that can legitimately compete for an MVP title. Like, I from what we've seen in the first couple of weeks, yeah. I'd say him and Allen have been the two best quarterbacks in the league.
If you want my overreaction of the NFL.
And Baker. That's probably your three best quarterbacks.
If you want my overreaction in the NFL 3 weeks in, which quarterback do I want in the NFL right now? It's real hard to say no to Herbert.
It's hard to say no, but I'm taking Josh Allen every single time.
It's a lot closer to me, for me, I think.
That's fine.
I think I take Josh, but it's a lot closer for me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.